This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's elections officials are already preparing for the 2024 presidential election. At their statewide conference this week, clerks met with top federal election administrators about new tools and new standards for voting systems. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
U.S. Election Assistance Commissioner Thomas Hicks says the election landscape is constantly changing, and notes that myths and disinformation have always been around, and it's important for officials to adapt to meet it.
What is out there that we should have seen? That's a question that we can never answer until after the election. What we can do is prepare the best we can.
Hicks and one other commissioner are in Durango to hear from Colorado's election officials. They say a top goal is to help states feel more secure about their voting systems. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Recent heavy rainfall has washed out all bridges over Cherry Creek in Castlewood Canyon State Park. Park officials say water levels were over 9 feet last week. Spokeswoman Kara Van Hoos says the park remains open, but visitors will have to use alternative trails to navigate the park.
Visitors who want to do a loop that would normally involve crossing a bridge over Cherry Creek need to know that that is no longer a possibility. So any sort of loop is now an out-and-back trail.
Van Hoos says repairs won't begin until water levels are lower. The Douglas County School Board has a new member. Jason Page, an IT professional, was sworn in Tuesday to replace Elizabeth Hansen. She resigned in May. Page says he has skills to bring together disparate voices, but critics are concerned that Page harbors strong religious ideologies that will further divide the board. This is CPR News and KRCC.